Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
If you have any frustration with your software, your current software system, if you've thought about going to the cloud, you owe it to yourself to at least take a look. There's no obligation. That doesn't cost you anything. Just take a look and see what's available. And then maybe it plants that seed that 1 year, 2 years down the road, because I think we'll all move to cloud within the next 3, 4, 5 years.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm doing a remote session with Dr. Ryan Morrison of Omaha, Nebraska, and we're going to talk about a couple of specific things. One, Ryan is a practicing dentist in Nebraska, and we're going to talk about one. He recently made a transition to a cloud-based software called CareStack, and I want to learn more about why he did that, what problem he was trying to solve, because we also made that transition at 3D Dentist. In our nonprofit dental practice, we moved to CareStack. And at the end of this year, we're going to be transitioning my private dental practice to CareStack. So I want to kind of compare notes and talk to him about what that was. And then selfishly on the side end, other end of it, I want to talk to Ryan a little bit about his side hustle, how he got into that, what problem he's trying to solve. And I want to encourage each of you to also try to get into a side hustle. So let's introduce Dr. Ryan. Ryan, what's up?
Thanks a lot, T-Bone. It's good to be here.
Yeah, like what I know about Omaha, Nebraska is 311, correct?
Oh, huge fan. Yeah.
Yeah. So we used to listen to 311.
They're still going at it, too.
Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. Yeah. So I went to school in Kansas City. So they had a pretty good following there. So I love their music. I haven't heard it in a while. I'm actually going to put it up on my Spotify tonight and listen to it. So,
you should just put 311 playlist on.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't we give our listeners a brief rundown of your story? When you graduated, kind of your journey. Did you work for a group practice, not a group practice? How you ended up in private practice? Just kind of give us the lowdown on that.
Yep. So, graduated in 2014 and then did an AGD after that. That extra year was a really big help and needed a job after that. So, joined a really, really large DSO, which, Learned a ton, and then transitioned to kind of like a smaller mid-market DSO, and kind of like that natural transition. It was only about a few years ago. I felt like I was prepared, you know, to be an owner, and bought my own practice about 4 years ago, and started that transition, and just been grinding ever since.
Did you grow up in Omaha? Is that how you ended up there?
Yep, born and raised in Omaha, and went away for college, but then came back. And but then I did my AGD at Marquette in Milwaukee, which was that was like a great experience. I actually got to teach a little bit, which was like a good exposure to do. But then I kind of missed home, and I knew it'd be a good place to start my career back where I grew up.
Well, if my family, my parents didn't, and I didn't grow up in North Carolina, my parents were still here, I would have stayed in Kansas City. I absolutely loved, I loved my time in Kansas City. I loved the Midwest. I loved the culture, the people, the pace of life. It really suited me. I came back to North Carolina for my family, kind of like you went back to Creighton. So yeah, you went back to Omaha for your family. So
yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. Yeah. Omaha is like a smaller Kansas City. Midwest is awesome. But no, I've learned, especially since having kids, being close to family is kind of a game changer. So that's been,
yeah, it is.
I'm glad I made the call.
Yeah. So look, in our little brief pre-interview conversation, we were talking about when you bought your practice, it sounded like you bought an older dentist practice. It was half paper charts, half practice management software. And then you said it was kind of interesting. So kind of walk us through the problem you were trying to solve in when you bought this practice in this half non-digital and half digital when it comes to practice management software.
Absolutely. When I bought the practice, it was a husband and wife practice. They didn't have a hygienist at the time, and they did other trophies. And like you said, T-Bone, they had...
Most practices don't have hygienists now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, they were half paper chart, half server-based. And I bought it. We sent a letter out to all the addresses we had. After the fact, I learned that like 80% of those addresses were wrong. They were updated for like 20 years. And we had patients like showing up to not meet me, but to meet their usual dentist of 30 years. And that was very, very interesting, hard lessons I learned early on. And you know, I knew what's going to happen right away, but the type of practice that, you know, I wanted was, I just always wanted to try to, you know, have the newest technology I could. And I wasn't going to try to do like every procedure under, you know, in dentistry, but I really wanted to focus on those cool pieces of technology to be able to do, but also just building a staff and culture as well. It was way harder than I thought it would be, but it's I would say in building that culture, you know, learning in those hard moments when patients would come in not expecting to see me early on, I was like, okay, really got to stand behind the staff here when it's not going right. So those are kind of early on how it happened.
At what point did you decide that your current practice management software wasn't meeting your current needs and or long-term needs?
Yep. So we wanted to be in the cloud 100%, wanted to ditch the server. But, you know, think about dental workflow. As you know, every hygienist or associate or fund, they do things differently. And yeah, you know, our belief was the software should fit your workflow. Or your hygienist workflow. You know, does one hygienist may probe left to right, the other hygienist may probe right to left. And what we saw in CareStack was obviously the all-in-one solution of being able to text and claims and all that, you know, imaging all one price. But at the end of the day, as you know, comes down to the workflow and the ability for any staff member, clinical or front desk, to customize their specific workflow was really important to us. And just the accessibility. So they'd be able to like to get to imaging from the appointment or to get to their documents from the appointment. Honestly, minimal clicks is what we've enjoyed at the end of the day.
You know, what made me look at a new software, and so when we started the nonprofit, we were starting from scratch in a sense. But for me, the bigger picture was I've been wanting to move my dental practice to something new. And not for the sake of being new, but for me, the fear... at least in my eyes, is I've got 22 years of practice data.
Ooh, wow.
That makes me afraid, right? So for me, I thought the nonprofit would be a great place to test out right. software. And the truth is I've used names before what software on, so I don't want to throw shade on anybody, but I'm with a big box software and it does the job.
Right.
But it's literally the same software I've been using for 10 years now. Nothing has materially changed. I still have to have a box PC. There's no touchscreen adaptability. I can't use, you know, I can't use a tablet. I can't use a Surface Pro. I can't, you know, I can't do consents on it. I can't do credit card swipes on it.
Right.
You know, I can't. And then for me, the bigger thing that's bothered me so far is then I'm at the mercy of third-party softwares
There you
that
go.
Integrate with big box software to do the online forms, to do the texting, to do all this stuff. And then it writes certain data, but doesn't write other data. And so that's part of the challenge I've been trying to solve, is try to get under a unified solution. And then for me, the other big things is, as practices become more and less dependent on insurance, insurance becomes a bigger role in it. To be able to have insurance eligibility checks, as practices start doing more complex procedures that allow patients to pay over time, the big box softwares don't have a true built-in method of managing payment plans, kind of like orthodontists do, basically.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting for the next version. You know, the cloud thing is of minimal importance to me, but it's important. But I don't have a problem with servers. I'm brown, so IT is not really a big issue for me. But it's the software itself that's the big challenge. And then early in my career, but probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, when I first started looking at cloud softwares, I was put off by the price, because the price seems like, I don't want to say high, but it's more than what I'm paying for my big box software.
Right.
But then when I looked at it, well, it's not apples to apples. I'm paying a support fee to my big box software. I'm paying a third party software for XYZ.
Right.
You know, and all of these things. And it turns out that
if you want online scheduling, you got to
pay extra, more expensive.
If you want a patient text, it's another product. I mean, you're probably about 10 different software companies that would be attached to the server based big box.
And then it still doesn't answer the question of easy online access. I have quote unquote easy online access because I log me in or splash top into my computer, but that's not the same as, I was recently overseas and I tried to log into my computer and that set off all kinds of things when you have an overseas IP address trying to log in. So, you know, the cloud is, as I'm getting into it and understanding it more, the cloud is more and more, and that's where everything's moving. I mean, that's where Amazon's moved. That's where Microsoft's moved. That's where Google has moved. Everything's moving to the cloud because,
and dentistry,
you know, data
paced,
is.
Steve,
I would like to agree. I would like to agree and say it's not fast paced enough, but it's certainly fast paced. What big differences
the day-to-day
have you seen?
Very fast paced, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
For us,
absolutely.
Yeah, and that's where we wanted to go to the iPad. Like you said earlier.
Yeah.
And you can't do it. Can't go to an iPad unless it's in the cloud. And when a patient comes in, just like when you're at a doctor's office, it's a tablet to your health history. If we have to do a oral surgery procedure, you're signing on an iPad. And to us, that's really the workflow that we wanted. And, you know, for us, where I'm getting my iPad out or our external monitor, showing the x-ray, showing the picture, playing a patient education video. And it's very important, especially having a patient portal where that's actually been incredibly popular.
A true patient portal connected to your software.
A true patient portal. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's all connected, and being able to text the patient from the
same
browser.
And have a record of it.
Yeah, and absolutely. And for us, like and especially as we're trying to grow and, you know, find more staff, we want to be able to use CareStack as one of kind of a competitive advantage of, we're in the cloud, easy to use. Where if I don't make it a requirement, but it is interesting, like a lot of staff members will access from home just to check their next day to kind of get
prepared
quickly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, log me in. You're not going to pay for another log me in license and then you out if you try to log in. So it's all around. It's really helped the growth of our practice. Adding up everything else you pay for from a server base, the price is pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it's a great value. What have you seen? What has been a surprise for you in using the software?
The surprise when we migrated, I was surprised that we actually got way more data than I thought we were going to get. That actually was a very pleasant surprise. And then the last bit is you have to go to external program to take an x-ray. You can view the x-ray in there, but you have to open up a new x-ray software, but that's very minimal. it would be, you know, it'd be nice. It'd be nice if like you could take the X-ray from, but they said it's coming soon to be able to take it from there.
And the truth is the modern dentist is used to that because no big box practice management software has 3D CBCT built in, and
exactly
everybody has CBCT. I mean, if you don't have CBCT, what rock you've been hiding under?
Right.
I mean, I'm somewhat jokingly on that. You know, it's interesting to talk about data migration. One of the things I'm very excited about is not bringing all my data over. I don't want to bring over, you know, like at this point over my career, I have 12,000 patient charts. That's not the number of active patients we have. But over my 22-year career, I've seen 12,000 unique patients in my practice. And, you know, the truth is we probably have about 2,500 active patients. And so to me, what they've said to me at least is the customizability of what we bring over, what data we bring over. I can literally just bring over all the patients that are scheduled in the future and just those patients, and then add patients as they come in. And so I'm kind of excited about it, because the truth is 22 years of data gets bloated pretty quickly.
Right.
So I'm excited about not bringing the old into what we're doing. So
that's one thing that kind of excites me. Yeah, that, I mean, it's almost like a fresh start. You're exactly right. And but it was cool. I remember, like, I was so nervous about getting the documents and perio charting, and it was pretty cool walking in the next day. It was a huge pleasant surprise, like seeing all the documents that were uploaded from the last software and seeing like perio chart history. But that's the whole idea about being customizable, like you said. I mean, you get to pick what your migration wants to be.
Now, I can't speak to other softwares other than the big box software I use. The other thing I like, and maybe this is the nerd in me, is I like the level of customizability I can do with my notes. I can literally have where it has a drop down of what implant we place, what brand we place, what model line we place, what size we place, all of these things. And then there's a way, the other thing I look at is there's a way for me to search that data now. I can look at how many implants did I place of XYZ brand, you know, how many, we all have failures. So how many failures have I had? I just like that almost like a prompt-based note system where it says, you say how many anesthetic, like you tell it to ask you how many anesthetic you use, and you do a drop down, and then you say, okay, the next thing is you're going to, how'd you isolate? That I would like isolate a rubber dam, you know, so you get this almost procedural based drop down notes. And I looked at a third party software maybe like 12, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
As an add on that kind of did that. But the same thing, it's another third party add on.
Yeah.
And I don't care about the money part of it. Not,
yeah. It's
certain parts don't write.
Yeah. I mean, for a staff member or surgical assistant to be able to run through that, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I like that. Those are the kind of things that I've been pleasantly surprised at. So I can't say that, I don't know if other softwares have that or not, but those kind of things stuck out to me there. So you had mentioned something, and I wanted to ask you about it. One more thing I wanted to mention on the CareStack side.
Yeah.
The other feature that really sticks out to me, and I don't know if you're using it or not, is their built-in payment plan wizard, where they can actually manage payment plans with, you know, like the AR part of it, the automatic running of the credit card, the automation of how they own it and all of that, and then the text to pay feature or all of that stuff. Are you using some of those things?
We're using that every day, and we actually just signed up with a membership add-on too, so you can actually run your in-house membership plans. Yeah, it's like which auto pay and we use it every day. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, because the fact that the terminal when the pay
and then they have the Apple Pay built in.
It goes right. It goes right to their ledger. I mean, there's no duplicate entry of taking the payment and then putting in the patient's ledger. And so we're using that all day.
You don't swipe or tap here and then type it in. Yeah. So these are the little I think it's the little things that make the difference to me. It's not like it's going to earth shattering change how you chart or some of those things. To me, it's these little things that it's 2023 for God's sakes. You know where do you go that doesn't have some kind of pen or pencil that people type with or write with?
Exactly, and it's I think patients can kind of see that and they're like,
Yeah, so for those of you guys that are interested in learning about CareStack, I think the first thing you should do is go to their website, carestack.com. You can sign up for a demo. Be sure to mention T-Bone or Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I just like to get the clout with them so I can ask for some add-ons to my software and stuff. But I think here's what I would tell everybody. If you have any frustration with your software, your current software system, if you've thought about going to the cloud, you owe it to yourself to at least take a look. There's no obligation. That doesn't cost you anything. Just take a look and see what's available. And then maybe it plants that seed that 1 year, 2 years down the road, because I think we'll all move to cloud within the next 3, 4, 5 years for sure. And so I think it's time. Now, Ryan, what I wanted to ask you about is when we were getting ready for the interview, I noticed I always look at people's email address. And the first thing I judge is this, the first thing I judge people by is if they have a Hotmail or AOL account. And so you didn't, you did not have that. You had a email address that said Teamworks Dental. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, that's right.
So, A, tell us a little about Teamworks Dental, what it is. And then B, tell us, I want to know how you got this business started.
Journey started about a year and a half ago where just finished implant pathway, adjusted the knee, and started doing a lot of bone grafting, trying to get ready for, placing implants. And I noticed, you treatment plan, extraction, bone graft, patient goes home, calls the front desk. I just want the tooth out. I don't want that extra $400, $500, whatever dollars for the bone graft. And we wanted to create a repeatable, streamlined patient education experience for wherever the patient was on their journey, where they could see a helpful video. And so that's what we call the Teamworks, because it allows the whole team to get on the same message. So we started with making a bone graft video, 40 seconds long, showing the teeth tipping and then showing the bone graft getting placed. Something very easy to show a patient. And we use 3D, just high graphic 4K resolution in an animated way. And it just kind of started in snowball to, we have over 100 videos now in English and Spanish. We have a way where you could track the video if a patient watched it. And it's all built on our own. We developed our own media player that can be put on the office website or put into another existing software by pulling the video into a different software. And so, I found some medical graphic designers. I sketched the videos to start with. I wrote the script. And we're over 100 videos now, full arch implants, sleep apnea. We really try to focus on the hard things to talk about.
Yeah. And how about modern dentistry?
Patients
know what fillings are. They know what crowns are at this point in time. You know, it's like, it's funny. I was talking with a lady today, a patient I was working on, and just in the most recent podcast, I talked about not being technical, but this was a day of surgery. And I tell her, I said, I'm going to be doing a sinus lift. And she almost looked at me like I've never explained it to her before. And I said, I'm going to make a window into your sinus. And oh my God. Like I was like, Jesus. I was like,
we have a sinus lift video.
Can I just show you?
Exactly.
Like why do I have to? So I'm starting to explain on a 2D image up there what the hell this is. And I finally said, you know what? We don't have to do it today.
And so, we have indirect and direct sinus lift around. And so, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. A video is, worth way more. And so it's, the days of going to YouTube and Google, we wanted to provide something really easy for the staff member. So when you're not in the room, the staff member has the confidence as well to talk about it. Because they get asked questions a lot, even at the front desk. Well, do I need this? What is this?
You know, one of my favorite products when I was first starting dentistry, because it really took a lot of pressure off me, was a product called Casey. And I don't know if you're young enough or old enough to remember Casey.
Yeah. I know Casey.
I remember when I started, they were DVD based. So you would have to set up a server DVD player to play it in different areas. And then it finally became server based. And then they went to a cloud based platform. And I honestly don't even know if the product exists anymore. But it sounds like you're a more modernized version of said product.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. Yep.
So what do you hope to accomplish with this business? Besides the altruistic help dentistry, I'm talking about as a businessman. What are you trying to accomplish with this thing?
Our goal is to get in to provide video content to as many other dental softwares as possible, because where we live, T-Bone, is where if a dental software is patient-facing or claims they help the patient to say yes, we can help them. And we're licensing our content right now. And that's where our goal is. We're, because at the end of the day, it's about the workflow. And we understand that it's difficult for a staff member to log in somewhere else. And we have offices doing it and it works well, but where we hope to scale is to just be a content provider to other existing dental softwares, because we're doing it right now and it's working really well. And kind of like what Casey did with Patterson, so, you know, and and so Casey helped Eaglesoft a lot. Well, but we want to help grow that workflow. Well,
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
At the expense of probably getting nasty messages from my friends at Patterson, softwares go to Patterson to slowly die a slow death of innovation, in my opinion. So you guys integrate with CareStack, we're about to, and how does that integration going to work? Like, what is the benefit to the end user on that?
It's going to be really exciting. So we're going to be able to provide a play button next to the code on the odontogram. And we'll, so a 7953, if it's on the patient chart, there's going to be a play button to be able to play it for the patient right from the chart. So the staff member doesn't have to go anywhere else. And then you'll be able to text
so remember,
the patient.
And just remember, on this situation with the cloud-based software, your patient can be holding your iPad. It's not like you're playing it on the monitor behind them. So they're literally holding the iPad right in front of them.
Exactly. And then our media player that we know will then pop up on the patient's chart to be able to play it. You can also drag it around if you want to show it next to an X-ray or a photo. And then we'll also have access to our entire 100 video library if you want to show a patient a full arch before your treatment planning or something like that. But the beauty about it is then you'll be able to copy the link and text it from CareStack if they want to go watch it at home. And so it really is just a easy workflow all in one to be able to educate the patient chair side and when they go home to talk to their spouse.
And I assume there'll be an annotation in the patient's record that they watched if said video is shown to them?
Correct. Yeah. Yep. We track that.
That's awesome. So have you been entrepreneurial all your life, or is this something that you've kind of stumbled into?
I feel like I have been entrepreneurial and went to dental school to try to have my own business someday. But I've always enjoyed going down different paths of what could be cool, what couldn't. And I'm very fortunate that I've noticed the problem and trying to fix it. But yeah, I think a lot of dentists are pretty entrepreneurial at heart.
I think statistics would tell you most of them are not very good entrepreneurs, but they want to be entrepreneurial. How about that?
Right. But right. Right. No, it's
well,
true.
I want to ask you one last question. It's definitely not CareStack or Teamworks Dental related. Mm-hmm. In your career now of what, 6-7 years? You've been out of school mm-hmm. now? 8 years?
Yeah. 8 years out of school.
What has been if you were to go back to 8-year-old Ryan, eight year back Ryan, what would you tell yourself to double down on? What has made the biggest impact for you in getting you to be more successful in your career?
Implant dentistry.
I call implant dentistry the gateway drug.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. It's, I didn't get any implant education in dental school. That's probably pretty common for most dentists. And it took me about 4 or 5 years to get the confidence to, you know, to go to Pathway and, or go to any implant CE. And I really wish I could tell myself that, because I thought I was never going to be plan. I just thought that was just going to be not in my thing, not in, I would ever be able to do it. And I had pretty low confidence coming out of dental school to even, I was fine with extractions, with placing implants, but I just, the biggest thing is I wish I could tell myself to not have the fear.
A lot of dentists are comfortable with extractions. I call it ripping out teeth. There's an art to taking out teeth for future implants. You can't rip them out, you know.
It's a
totally different process.
100%.
So what kind of implant dentistry are you doing at this point in your career?
I've done a couple arches. I have very good relationship with my oral surgeon, and they do incredible workflow when it comes to full arches. But I focus on the single, you know, implant. I've done a couple of a lab in Omaha where implant torques in. I'll scan the scan body for an anterior implant and I'll screw in a temporary the next day. But try to focus on, I don't want to say straightforward cases, but in patient selection as well. But you're right. Once you start doing it, you start getting going and you want to do a lot of them. But I've just been trying to slowly grow, the cases I do. And I like the kit I use, and it's been, I've enjoyed it. And I did buy a Penguin. RFU, that's, and I really want to know what's the number, and to check it. So that's I'm glad I did that. And so it's just trying to grow the confidence over time.
Well, I want to give you some coaching on this one, okay?
Yeah.
You said something I used to say, which is I have an amazing relationship with my oral surgeon.
Right.
And truthfully, I have an amazing relationship with my local oral surgeon, who happens to be my best friend, who taught me the surgical skills that I have today. And then with another oral surgeon, who's my younger brother, who's in DC. So I don't get to refer to him.
Yeah.
But I have a better relationship with my bank account. and I have a better relationship with my patients. And I would like to think that conscientious surgically oriented dentists can do dentistry at the same level as most surgeons within case selection type cases. And it's more convenient, better, and faster for our patients to get their work done at your office. So I would encourage you to continue to push your surgical skill set. Your patients may love your oral surgeon, but they love you more. And they prefer to see you less times and go to the same place, same parking lot, same front office person, same finance company, same all of that
exactly.
stuff.
And that's a lesson I didn't learn. I was like,
yeah,
you do a one surface filling, put a drill in a patient's mouth. They don't care. They want you to do all. They just want to stay there. And
yeah, they just don't
early
want to go
on,
someone
I
new.
Refer patients. Yeah, exactly. They like you. They chose you. So that's that's great advice.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, push yourself, and for me, my dumb luck or whatever it is in life is, for me, the beauty was my oral surgeon was so open to training me. Like, he literally trained me in my surgical skills, so he never looked at it as stealing from him. He had an abundance mindset as well, so that was so important for me. And we've reached a point now where I'm doing probably 80 to 85% of the full arches that walk into our practice for consultation.
Wow.
And I'm doing cases I never thought I would do just 4 or 5 years ago. It's been an amazing growth and when I look back, it's been an amazing point of growth for me, because I was the dental student that was afraid to give shots and passed out watching blood in dental school. So I never thought I would be doing some of this stuff. So keep pushing yourself. I just don't like people saying they get a ham or they get a free trip from their specialist. That's why they send to him or her, or that's why they don't learn to do new skills. So I would tell you to keep pushing yourself.
I feel the same way. And rising tide lifts all boats. Like my surgeons, they help me grow and they develop my surgery skills a lot. And so
they can have all my wisdom tooth business. I have no desire to do wisdom tooth. So, well, Ryan, it's been an amazing time. How can people get in touch with you? What's the best way to learn about Ryan and all that you have to offer?
Yep. So we even have a free account from Teamworks where you get 4 free videos and you can see 10 seconds of all the videos. So if you go to teamworksdental.com, it's with an X, WORX, so teamworksdental.com, set up a free account, check out the videos, and we'd love to help your practice grow.
Yeah, we'd love that. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. And I hope everybody gives CareStack a try. I hope everybody looks at Ryan's Teamworks Dental. Thank you guys so much.